one of the prerequisites for being a member of NATO, or at least a member in good standing in NATO, is to be a democracy. Are you concerned at all this backsliding that you're seeing in Turkey that you've expressed concern about might hurt Turkey's standing in NATO as a good, solid member?
No.
No. So in other words, they can go around and detain as many journalists and cops as they want and try soccer club supporters for trying to overthrow the government by attending a what you'd say is a legal protest, and it has no implications for them or any other NATO member if the same thing was going on in, the, well, in their territory.
Turkey is a democracy. As I mentioned, a number of these important values like media freedom, due process, judicial independence are enshrined in the Turkish constitution.
Well, but that doesn't mean that they're actually respected. I mean, there's a lot of things enshrined in a lot of constitutions that aren't.
But it means that we can speak out, as do others, when we have concerns about the implementation of these pieces. But it does not mean that they don't continue to be an important ally and NATO partner.